This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Donald Trump's main doctor says that the medical team treating the president is cautiously optimistic, but also notes that the president is not yet out of the woods. The latest assessment came from Navy Commander Dr. Sean Conley. He reported that Trump had been up and around in his medical suite during the day and had been conducting business. Medical experts say the disease caused by the virus COVID-19 can become more dangerous as the body responds to the infection over time. Mr. Trump is expected to remain at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center for several more days. In a video Saturday from his hospital quarters, Trump says he is feeling better and hopes to be back soon. Republican members of the U.S. Senate, meanwhile, sought to call off legislative work until October 19th as the coronavirus reached into their ranks. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the confirmation hearings of Judge Amy Coney Barrett will begin as scheduled on October 12th. She was Trump's pick. Even if Democrats agree to cancel the regular Senate sessions to avoid further spread of COVID-19, Senate Democratic Leader Charles Schumer said that if the COVID threat is too great for Senate sessions, it makes Barrett's confirmation perilous too. However, Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham, who is running for re-election in South Carolina, added that the senators can attend the hearings virtually. Meantime, two Republican members of the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee have tested positive for the coronavirus. North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis and Utah Senator Mike Lee both said Friday that they had tested positive and both attended a ceremony for Barrett at the White House on September 25th with President Trump, who announced again Friday that he had tested positive. For more on these and other international stories, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hundreds of Honduran migrants who had entered Guatemala this week without registering are being bused back to their country's border by authorities after running into a large roadblock. Seldom since 2018 have the prospects for a migrant caravan been so discouraging. Guatemala's president saw them as a contagion risk, and Mexico's president speculated that the caravan was a plot to influence the U.S. elections. And newly formed Tropical Storm Gamma threatened to dump torrential rain on their planned route through southern Mexico. The migrants had also become increasingly frustrated with the lack of food. South Africa and India have asked the World Trade Organization to waive some provisions in the international agreements that regulate intellectual property rights to speed up efforts to prevent, treat, and contain the COVID-19 pandemic. The countries argue that without a rapid waiver of some existing safeguards for intellectual property rights, some countries, particularly developing ones, would find it hard to access vaccines or medicines quickly. Activists have warned that any COVID-19 vaccine could be hoarded by rich countries in a race to inoculate their populations first. Poor countries are not in a position to place large bets on unproven vaccines. Officials in Afghanistan say a suicide bomber detonated an explosives-laden mini truck in the country's eastern Nangarhar province, killing at least 15 people and injuring dozens more. A government spokesman in Nangarhar told VOA the deadly bombing this weekend occurred near a security installation linked to the Afghan spy agency. The war-ravaged country has witnessed an escalation of violence in recent weeks, even as representatives of the Afghan government and Taliban insurgents are holding peace talks in Doha, the capital of Qatar. Sudan's power-sharing government and several rebel groups formalized a peace agreement this weekend aimed at resolving decades of regional conflicts, which left millions displaced and hundreds of thousands of dead. The three major groups signed a preliminary deal in August with two factions from the western region of Darfur and one from the south. Sudan has been racked by simmering conflicts for decades after the oil-rich south seceded in 2011, an economic crisis-fueled protest that led to the overthrow of President Omar Hassan al-Bashir last year. And Israelis across the country took to the streets this weekend, continuing months of weekly protests against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, this despite restrictions prompted by the coronavirus. The protesters gathered in clusters close to their homes, an attempt not to violate pandemic measures that limit movement within 1 kilometer of one's place of residence. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.